الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. وقال وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. أما بعد، الحمد لله، we are moving towards the last 10 days of this holy month of Ramadan. 2/3 of the Ramadan is already passed and is gone from our hands. Now we have few days and few auspicious blessed nights in our hands. Laylatul Qadr is one of the great night of the Holy Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized about the blessing and auspiciousness of this holy night. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by himself revealed and dedicated one whole surah with the name of Laylatul Qadr, and is highlighting the virtues and blessings and importance of this great night. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr, verily we have revealed and granted you people this night of power. And then is asking the question to encourage us, you know, and out of enthusiasm. Wama adaraka, do you know? Are you aware of how great this night is? No one knows. Then Allah is answering by himself, Laylatul Qadri khairum min alf shahr, that this night is better in reward, greater in reward than worshipping 1,000 months and even more. 1,000 months is more than 84 years and few months. What happens during this night? Tanazzalul malaikatu warruh fiha bi'izni rabbihim. That in this particular night, all the angels descend on the surface of this earth, including Jibreel alayhi salam. Warruh, ruh is the special name of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him this name, ruh? Ruh is a spirit. And when the body is ready and there is no spirit in it, that body cannot move. Your car has very nice car, it doesn't have petrol or gas inside, it's not going to move. Right? So before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created anything of this world, any material thing, any makhluk, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. So first creation of Almighty Allah is the Jibreel alayhi salam. The oldest one, the most senior one, is Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. So it's kind of his ruh and soul of the whole creation, his soul of the whole world. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to call him Ruhul Amin, a trustworthy soul, trustworthy, you know, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is as close as Jibreel alayhi salam. So he himself also descends, and in fact he takes the leadership. He is the leader of the all the angels, master of the all the angels, and he directs the angels, go this way, go that way, go to the ocean, go to the jungles and look for any Muslim, male or female, worshipping, engage him or herself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You people make ameen on their dua, bless them with your ameen. So this is the Ruh alayhi salam, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam does during the whole night. He supervises, he controls all the angels, direct them in different direction and give them different tasks. Ruhul Amin. Salamun here. And this night is full of blessing. Hatta matla al-fajr. Until the dawn comes out. Until the subah sadi. So whole night is not particular. One portion of the night is the blessed night. But it is the whole night. And remember, the night starts from the sunset till dawn. So whenever we don't know which night is the Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden it for the so many reasons and wisdom behind it. And one of the reasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hide it was because of quarreling, fighting and arguing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out from his tent and he wanted to, Jibreel salam already informed him which night is particular Laylatul Qadr. And he was overwhelmed. He said, oh, I know now exactly which night is Laylatul Qadr. And he came out to inform the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And the moment he came out, he found the two Sahaba had argument. Their voices were high in the masjid. They were arguing among themselves. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgot which night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicated him. So he got a little upset to the Sahaba. Look, I came to inform you people such a great news. That which night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already informed me, that which night is the Laylatul Qadr. Now because you people disputing, Muslims should not fight among themselves. They should not have argument among themselves. They should be ikhwan muslimin. They should be brother. They should be brotherhood. It should be mercy. It should be kindness. It should be tolerance. It should be foregoing and forbearance amongst themselves. Look at you people fighting. And because of you two people's fighting, Allah make me forget. See, such a great loss. That's why fighting amongst the Muslims, disunity amongst the Muslims, doesn't like by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't like it at all. Allah has taken away this. So we should always respect each other, although we have some argument. You know, we're going to have some kind of misunderstanding or different opinion, because everyone has created different mindset. His thinking is different. It does not mean you must fight. You must argue. You must say, no, I am the only right. You are wrong. Listen to me. Obey me. I am greater than you. I am better than you. I know better than you. I have more experience than you. I have more knowledge. No, this is the shaitan. Shaitan said this. Ana khayru minhu. I am better than Adam alayhi salam. This regarding ourselves better than others, this is started from shaitan, believe. And whoever follows shaitan is going to end up with him. Allah Ta'ala said, Inna shaitan lakum aduwwum mubin fajtanibuhu. Don't follow the footstep of shaitan. Stay away from this devil. So whoever regards himself, I am better than others, think of him. This is started from shaitan. No one is better than others. Only Allah knows. Allah is going to judge on the Yawmul Qiyamah what is there in your heart. And according to your heart, Allah is going to give the judgment. It's the only Allah knows who is better. You know, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. It's the ayat of the Quran. The better among you is that one who has more taqwa, piety, God-fearing, righteousness, ikhlas in his heart. And we don't know, we cannot judge anyone by his appearance. We don't know what is hidden in his heart. Only Allah knows. So we should not fight. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away this mercy. There are different opinions amongst the scholars and akabirin of this ummah with regard to the which night is the particular Laylatul Qadr. Hibrul Ummah, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an, specifically said 27 nights. And he has some logic behind it, why 27th of Ramadan is the Laylatul Qadr. And this is so popular amongst ourselves, our Ummah, you know, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. They only celebrate 27 Ramadan and, you know, decorate the masajid and distribute the sweets and all. So it's kind of celebration. They celebrate only 27. This is the opinion of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. Otherwise, Hadrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah alayh says it moves throughout the year. This is the opinion of our Imam Hadrat Abu Hanifa rahimahullah alayh. It doesn't even fall in Ramadan. he moves throughout the year. It can be Muharram, it can be Rabiul Awal, Laylatul Qadr. This was the opinion of Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. And Hazrat Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh and Muhammad, these are the two great students of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. They said their opinion was that it moves in Ramadan, not throughout the year, but at least during the month of Ramadan. It can be 1st of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr. It can be 15th of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr. It can be 29th of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr. We cannot stick only to one particular night. They say it moves and revolves throughout the Ramadan. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh said it is 21st of Ramadan. Inshallah is going to come on the Sunday night, will be 21st. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh said you must look for the Laylatul Qadr last 10 odd nights. And most of the ulama also, as I said, they follow Imam Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala with regard to the Laylatul Qadr, that it should be on 27 nights. Nevertheless, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hide it, it's for reason that we should search for it. We must make some extra ibadat. We should sacrifice the most extra nights in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to search Laylatul Qadr. And this is the very great tiding and virtues of this great night. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrated this hadith. Very famous hadith we hear every Ramadan from the scholars. Man qama, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, man qama Laylatul Qadri imanu wa ihtisaban. Whoever stands up in Laylatul Qadr, in the night of power, with iman, this is the first condition, with iman wa ihtisab, and full conviction that whatever I'm going to do during this night, inshallah, it will be accepted by Allah. Whatever dua I'm going to make, definitely Allah will accept. Ihtisab. We should have full conviction on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the blessing of Allah. Definitely, this particular night, I have the hope, I have the conviction that Allah will not, deprive me. Allah will definitely going to grant me. So iman and ihtisab, if you spend whole night during this month of Ramadan in the Laylatul Qadr, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambihi, all his sins will be forgiven. Again, ulama said, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambihi, minor sins. All the minor sins will be forgiven. As for the major sins, there is a condition that we have to make sincere tawbah, repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then only the major sins will be forgiven. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates this hadith, qala dakhala ramadanu. Ramadan entered already. Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us and said, inna hadha shahr, this is the month of Ramadan, qad hadarakum, is already there. You are witnessing it. Wa fihi laylatun, and in this night, in this holy month of Ramadan, there is one particular night, khayrun min alf shahr, which is better in ibadah and worship than 1,000 months of worshipping. Man hurimaha faqad hurima al-khayra kullahu. Whoever has been deprived is this particular night, he doesn't wake up, he doesn't spend extra time in the ibadat, he doesn't cry, he doesn't make tawbah, he doesn't pray some salat or zikrullah, and he just let it go like normal nights. Man hurima al-khayra kullahu. Remember, he has been deprived of the all kind of good. Nothing else left in his book of deed. Wala yuhramu khayraha illa mahroom. Only that unfortunate person can be deprived from the khair and blessing of this night, who is really unfortunate. Who is really unfortunate. He doesn't care about akhirah. He doesn't believe in life after that. Unfortunate. So we should not be in that group. We should not be in that group that Allah may forbid, Allah can, deprive of all the khair. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha also narrated one hadith. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qultu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ara'ayta, before that one more hadith by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تحروا ليلة القدر في الوتر من العشر الأواخر من رمضان. Very authentic hadith. Rasulullah Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you